Now, it is half term, so no homeschooling, but what to do with the children? Well, it's fair to say we are a little bit limited, aren't we, in that a lot of the attractions aren't open. So we're trying to help this morning. Leo Spowage is head of ICT at Nettleham Junior School near Lincoln and has put together a fun online activity that anyone can take part in. So let's find out a little bit more about it now. What have you arranged, Leo?
Good morning, Carla. So I've put together a virtual escape room for children to have a go at because we realised that we want them to have something fun to do over half term. So we've also put that together with the idea that obviously at the moment we're struggling to do a lot of fundraising at school. So we've made it available as a Donate My School page where people are able to give a donation towards our IT equipment. Because as you can imagine, at the moment, we've been inundated with requests for IT support with the lockdown situation.
Well, absolutely. So you mean things like laptops, children having access at home?
Absolutely, yeah. And making sure that obviously things are running at school as well, making sure that things are kind of being able to get online. We've been using Microsoft Teams to be able to make sure that children have access to their learning from home.
It's a big thing, isn't it? You know, we've got a Make a Difference campaign ongoing at BBC Radio Lincolnshire to get laptops donated to help, because to not have that for a child is not only affects their education, but actually it's an emotional thing as well, isn't it? Not having the same equipment as their peers and friends.
Absolutely. And also making sure that people get a chance to talk online as well. Obviously, our lessons have been there for educational purposes, but also it's been really nice to have a chat with all the children, to let them see each other, to be able to have a chat from home. Because although we kind of think in this technology age that everybody communicates at home, sometimes actually certain children don't always get the chance to do that. So making sure they get the chance to talk to their peers is a really good thing as well.
No, well, I hope you raise lots of money for that then. So a virtual escape room, how does it work?
So the idea came from the Macmillan escape rooms, which were brilliant, may I add. And if you've not had a chance to do, I would highly recommend. But obviously, we wanted something that the children were able to do as well. So the idea is that you work your way through a series of challenges and puzzles to be able to, in this case, find the treasure that's buried on our school field. Now, I do have to say there isn't actually buried treasure anymore. that vanished a long while ago. But it's there so that you can either challenge yourself or you could challenge a family member or a friend to see if they can get through the escape room quicker than you.
Well, it sounds great fun. And of course, you're a dad as well as a teacher, Leo. Have you got anything for the week?
So we've got a few bits and bobs planned. We're going to try and use our family walks to get some photos of our lovely village and nature. And on our website as well, on our Nettleham Junior School website, there is information about different activities that you can do from home as well. And we're going to be doing some of those. One of our favourites in school at the moment with the children that are still in is called Boccia. Have you heard of Boccia before?
I haven't heard of Boccia, actually.
It's a great game, kind of similar to bowls. It's an inclusive sport.
Oh, I like bowls.
And it's a really good one, this. So we've suggested that people can make their own set of Boccia, and you can use some socks to make your own set of Boccia to play that at home. Or you could even make your own tic-tac toe set by decorating some pebbles to look like ladybirds and bumblebees, and that's a really nice one as well. So if you want any ideas for things you can do from home, you can always head to the Nettleham Junior School website and have a look under our school information for some ideas that you could do there.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for chatting. I'll be pinching some of those ideas as well, because I've got a toddler at home, Leo, so thank you for those. Have a lovely week, and I hope you get a well-earned rest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Leo Spowage there, head of